In today's episode, we are giving out holiday advice. What to buy for your secret Santa when you hate them, how to wrap a Christmas present, why I'm against mistletoe at my parents' house, and we call my brother to learn the truth about umbilical cords for the holidays. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Holiday Jams. If you are looking to get into a festive mood and need the music for it, you can download Holiday Jams, my new compilation album of 12 Christmas songs that you probably haven't loved before, but you will absolutely fall in love with once you listen to them. It's on iTunes, or you can get a physical copy, which, if you want a signed version, there's a few of them available at herdwell.com/Tyler Oakley. The proceeds for the album go towards St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is the leading children's hospital pioneering research and treatments for kids with cancer and other life-threatening diseases. So not only will you get some great music, not only will you support up-and-coming artists, not only will you get into the festive mood, but you're going to do some good in the world, and that is what the holiday season is all about. Again, Holiday Jams, if you want it, it's on iTunes or herdwell.com/Tyler Oakley for a physical copy. Thanks, y'all.
Good news. She's dead.
Who's dead?
You.
Oh.
Oh, boo!
Corey and I just saw Wicked.
Well, like a month ago at this point.
It was great. The best part of it, I would say, was when my mom posted the picture. She cropped Corey out.
I mean,
and I then I confronted her that night when we were drunk, and she goes, "What? I wanted a nice picture with my son." I was like, "Okay." Wow.
I guess I need some advice on how to deal with Haiti. Mean
Haiti?
Haiti.
Are you in conflict with the country of Haiti?
H-A-T-E-Y. Haiti. Haters.
Haitians, I believe.
Who are haters around the holidays.
Now, Haiti is a particular country because it is an island with the Dominican Republic, but it's split right down the middle, I believe.
Well, so today we're going to be answering holiday-specific advice questions.
That's what I was getting
because,
at.
Because... Yeah.
How do you deal
with conflict when
it's split right down the middle? You on one side and somebody else, conflict.
Well, the best part about advice episodes is that they're not Tyler's questions.
What?
They're from you guys. I'm not giving you advice. It's for the children.
I do need some advice.
And the adults.
I'm looking to...
And whoever's looking for
I have a
friendly
question.
Suggestions.
I have a question.
From non-professional licensed advice givers who think we know... What's right?
I want
your
advice
life.
On something, Corey. For
Go
the
for it. Go. Tell me.
So there you are. Home for the holidays.
Is it about how to be single for the holidays again? I thought you'd have this figured out by now.
What kind of? So you're home for the holidays and you're at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, just are looking
you
around. You're
doing
seeing,
a lap. You're doing a lap.
You're
at
doing
the bar.
A lap. Mm. Hoping to eventually lap it up. You know what I'm saying? Okay, there we go. So you're doing a lap and you see like straight boys, or at least you thought they were back in high school.
More like straight to bed.
Right.
Okay.
How do you make a move if it's been 10 years?
You touch their pec and say, oh, how muscly you've gotten, my straight friend.
Why is that me, though? Why is that actually something I would do?
I know you.
I
that
have
well.
Half a sip of a Spartan wheat at fucking Harper's, and I'm like, "Ooh, she's been working."
Are those new muscles? Spice?
Rewind, delete that.
Why?
You can't say that.
Are you being for real?
Yeah.
Are we deleting it?
Yeah, but keep me saying rewind, delete that. So y'all know something just went down. Corey exposed me.
Wow.
How do you?
I didn't name names.
Would you hook up with somebody from high school 10 years later at the?
From
at
my
hunk club?
From my grade?
In the hunk club bathroom?
Like, tell me more. Are they, what, like, what part of high school?
They were kind of cute. Kind of, like, cute.
My problem is, all the people I thought were cute at my high school was when I was in, like, 7th, 8th grade, and they were, like, seniors.
Did anybody come out post?
High school?
High school.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know my two friends who you've met who are married now. I went to their wedding.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I went to their wedding.
Yeah, you attended.
So, holiday Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, let's
and,
do some fucking advice.
Holiday advice.
What do the people want to know?
This first question comes from Kay. She says, what do you buy for that one person at work that you don't that you secretly hate. It's a long backstory that involves like a love triangle and that sort of thing. But they it sounds like they did Secret Santa and Kay drew the one person's name that she hates and she doesn't know what to get her.
Well, are we trying to be nice or are you just trying to like be a dick and like?
I was going to say embrace and be nice.
The holidays are all about passive.
Was this person
gifts.
Your friend before?
Oh,
were they not? What's the dollar limit? My dad buys a lot from that like $10 gadget shelf at Target.
God.
Where it's like a.
I tell you what.
It's like a cup that fits in your car.
Or an
but then
oversized
but like coins
TV
go
remote.
In it. Or yes. Or an oversized TV.
Every
remote.
Year, that's a gift in my family's Secret Santa.
Or like a. Like, one of those things that
anymore.
Goes over the side of your. The arm of your couch and you put your remote in the TV
that's
guide
nice.
In there.
That's nice. No, my. The big gifts for my family are hand warmers. In the stockings. You know those like...
Lots of, like the window scraper for
no,
your car?
Hand warmers.
Oh, that sounds dumb.
The things that you crunch and it warms your hand. That would have been great on the race. But if you want to give this creature something worthwhile... I guess, yeah, my question is what's the budget? A candle.
I'm saying go like nice and thoughtful. If it's someone you used to be friends with, maybe this is your moment to like reconcile the relationship. And if not, get her a Starbucks card.
Yeah, a Starbucks card. A Meijer gift card. Go to fucking Bath & Body Works.
Our gift card's not allowed. Get her a candle.
A candle. Get her like a stinky
no, I
candle.
Think when I used to do like work shit like this when I worked in the corporate world, we'd get like scarves and like gloves because it was all like winter.
That's stupid.
God,
stupid.
I was like, don't ever
I would
buy
say,
me clothes.
You know what's always a good gift? A Safeway gift card. So wait, Safeway? Wait. A Speedway gift card is what I meant. Speedway.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're saying get her a gas gift card?
A gas? Who doesn't want a gas gift card?
I'm saying if you know some, maybe a snow globe.
No, that's terrible.
Maybe like,
oh, a smushed penny. A collection of smushed pennies.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure on eBay. You
can. But in all seriousness.
That's a.
You say
a
smushed
penny collection.
What would you are the worst.
I'm trying to think outside the box.
Thank
you
God.
Just said a snow globe.
Did you ever work at McDonald's and do when you worked at McDonald's, did you do like a Secret Santa?
When
like...
I worked at Arby's, I got my manager a thimble from New York City.
Wow.
Because she collected
Oh, well,
thimbles.
See, that's thoughtful.
Yeah, I was fucking thoughtful.
Once when I worked at the bank, I got like a $15 McDonald's gift card. And I was like, well, I don't. Love eating at McDonald's because it's not the healthiest option. So I
You're
went.
So pretentious.
So I went to the McDonald's.
Meanwhile, I was working at McDonald's.
So one time at lunch, I went to the McDonald's with my gift card, and they couldn't get the gift card to work. So they gave me the meal for free. So then I still had $15 and had to eat at McDonald's again. And then the second time I went there, it did the same.
Nobody's forcing you to use the gift.
I don't like to waste.
Why don't you go to McDonald's and get 15 Dasanis?
Oh, or a yogurt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or, you know what?
You know what? This was like early 2000s. They didn't have a fruit and yogurt parfait back then.
I love the sliced apples you can get with kids' meals.
Those always seem a little mealy to me.
I love mealy.
All right. Well, Kay, I'm sorry that Tyler sucks at giving advice.
Oh, I said.
I would say, like, if you used to be friends with the person, maybe bridge the gap. Maybe, like, this is your peace
bridge
offering.
Bridge the gap.
Get
a
them
gift
a gap
card
from
to the gap.
There you go. This next question is from W. They say, help. I want to be kissed under the mistletoe. And also, I don't know how to wrap presents very well. And people have pointed that out to me. It's a problem. What should I do?
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll handle the wrapping.
Okay.
First,
I had good – we'll both handle the wrapping. You
no,
just
no.
wanted to go first.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I love – there's nothing better during the holiday season than that gliding of the scissors. On the –
paper
like straight
yeah.
down oh, the paper yeah.
do you
love
have
that.
The wrapping paper that has the like lines on the inside so you can cut it perfectly straight
I have never been so privileged no
it's great
that's the difference between Ziploc baggies and fold over
right
baggies
sandwich baggies. We've discussed this yeah
so no I don't have the line system I would say you get your scissors. Mm-hmm. You get your paper. You can also substitute – if you can't find wrapping paper, you can also substitute for newspaper.
Well, the cartoons.
Though it gets your fingers a little inky.
Inky, stinky.
Yeah. Inky, stinky for the holidays.
So you're telling
me? Maybe the obituary section?
So what advice have you given on how to be better at wrapping paper?
I'm telling you how to, like, so you prepare your stage.
Got it.
It's not the best on carpet because if while you're doing the gliding of the scissors, you'll snag a loop. Your mom's going to be pissed. So maybe a hardwood linoleum.
Yeah, what about like a
look in your house for linoleum.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then glide. Yeah. You're going to make it it's better to cut a bigger section than a smaller section. Because you don't want to be wrapping and then have to cut another.
So you're and then make patches.
Patches? God, if I got a gift with patches, I'd throw it right back in their face. Disgusting.
You know what I would say?
How would you wrap
a snow globe?
If somebody
pointed out to me that I don't wrap presents very well, I would literally be like, fuck off, you're never getting a present from me ever again.
I kind of agree. I'm just trying. They asked how to do it better. I'm trying to help. How would you wrap a snow globe?
In a box.
You know what I would do?
Most snow globes come in a box.
You know how gift baskets have that plastic wrap and then it's scrunched at the top and
yep.
You can really throw anything on
in a
big
bag with tissue paper.
I do that with candles, with lotions.
You can do it with a sweater, skis,
holiday
a dog,
jams, anything. So you take you can really put anything on wrapping paper and bring it up to the top, wrap it, and it becomes a bag.
There you go. And that's how Sue sees it.
That's the holidays for you.
And what about mistletoe? What's your advice
there? I have nothing there.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a little rapey.
And it's the holidays and you get a little...
It's a little sexual assaulty to be like, come with me over here and purposely land them right underneath the...
Well, I would never say drag someone under the mistletoe and force yourself upon them.
Well, I feel like that's the vibe of mistletoe.
I feel like I read a story recently where someone had a mistletoe like hanging in their car. Intentionally to try to kiss the girl.
Well, my mom put up mistletoe in our house, and I'm like, you know, it's just family here. So, like, who the fuck are you trying to set up?
Kissing cousins.
Like, there's no. It's not like you're gonna run into somebody hot.
You have a lot of steps in your family.
My nephew avoids that. He's like, oh, there's mistletoe right there. I can't step under that.
And your mom's like,
nobody's going to see you under there and be like, coming to kiss you.
And your mom's like, give Nana her kisses.
Give sweet Nana her kisses. Who was that friend of yours that used to like kiss their dogs inside of their lips?
You know who it is. He folds up the inside of the dog's lip to kiss his inside.
With or without mistletoe?
Without.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do the mistletoe
ex of mine. He used to do it to me. He'd fold up my lips and kiss me like a dog.
Honestly, I'm a little bummed I never dated him.
Well, yeah.
I asked Corey for permission after they broke up.
You don't have an upper lip for him to flip and
kiss.
That's
the meanest thing you've ever said. I don't have an upper lip to flip and kiss.
Well, my mistletoe advice would be like...
First of all, you fold up their lips.
You fold up their lips.
And you kiss it. Kiss the gums. The more gums, the better.
I mean, I guess my advice is just hang the mistletoe... Toll? Hang the mistletoe everywhere.
That's so... That
be
is
like,
so.
Hey, big boy.
That's
put it over your front door,
wow.
And order a lot of packages this holiday season. And then when the mailman comes, say,
my mom always jokes that I was the milkman's baby.
Is that why your skin's so milky, milky white?
Milky, milky.
And I guess my advice for the wrapping presents, is tell the people
question.
To fuck off, or get the wrapping paper that has the lines on the inside, or you know what my mom used to do. Hated wrapping presents. So she would make my little brother, when he was like 6, wrap all the presents and they would just look like a mess. And then she'd always be like, wrapped with love from Cody.
Oh my God. That's
child labor laws.
No, my family, because there's so many people.
Yeah.
This is the system now. Each child, all their gifts are one wrapping design so that everybody has a different section that looks completely different because all of my presents are one color or wrapping paper.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're rich. You can afford lots of colored wrapping paper.
Honey, we ain't rich because my mom's like, save that paper.
Well, yeah,
we're reusing
that's
that.
That's just smart. Oh
my God.
My mom's like, if you take one of the holiday bags to give someone a present, make sure you bring it back.
My mom's like, save the bows. We'll re-scotch tape them.
Love that scotch tape.
You know scotch tape?
Yeah.
Just tweeted out one of my videos. You know that video where you put the scotch tape?
They thought that was you.
What do you mean?
I mean,
they knew it was.
They were asking you for a sponsor.
They like acted like, check out what you can do with scotch tape. I was like, you didn't pay me for that. Get the fuck out of here.
I tweeted about tacos, and one of the taco companies is sending me a taco kit. Because they were
taco company.
I don't want to name them. They're not paying me for this mention. Not Taco Bell.
Chipotle.
They're No, you'll never guess it. It's a very like a Kroger brand.
So they need the promotion.
They need the promo. So I hope we answered your questions.
I think
Tyler, I was going to ask. Now, your family had dogs. Did you ever like accidentally wrap like chocolate covered cherries and put under the tree and like Raven got into it?
Yeah, and like we'd have to pump her stomach by sucking it out of her mouth and kissing
her lips. By folding up her lips and letting her throw up right in your mouth. I'm being serious. Thor never get into those?
I am positive, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Our dog that's 17 has eaten at least...
17 again.
She's 17 again. She's eaten at least like 8 boxes of chocolate-covered cherries on accident because my mom always like wraps them and puts them under the tree.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Chloe is all about that.
We'll have to see if Chloe enjoys chocolate this Christmas.
I keep calling Chloe Thorne when I'm home.
Also, yes, we know that chocolate is bad for dogs, and yes, we're not giving it to them intentionally.
Well.
Moving on. O wants to know how he can tell his family that he doesn't want to spend New Year's Eve with them, and he would rather hang out with friends but doesn't want to cause family drama. He's 23, and he has always spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with his family, but he wants to mix it up. Should he be allowed to, or should he celebrate with his family?
Okay, first of all, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
'Cause you're
23. Dare my parents to tell me what the fuck I'm
His sister's
to do.
Birthday is New Year's Day.
I don't care about any of that. Whatever is your dream, you fucking do it. That's it. Now, if you want to handle the politics of it, like, sure, there's might be, like, some animosity about it. But, like, if you don't want to spend Christmas Day with your family, but you know you're going to get shit for it, I'd say, be like, yo, family, I feel like we should celebrate on a different day. This is easy for me because I'm, like, I've got families and people to see while I'm home. And so we always have to, and everyone else has, like, other families. So it's, like, we all have to decide on one day. If your family is like, we have to be together for Christmas Day, just be like, hi, I'll be around Christmas Eve. We can all hang out then. I have other plans on that day. Sorry.
Do what makes you happy.
Do what makes you happy.
If you want to get out with the girls, with the boys, with whoever, and watch that sick ball drop, do it.
My God. It's your life.
I mean, my thing is...
You're 23. You can do
New Year's Eve for us was always like... New Year's Eve was like us kids could do whatever we wanted. But like New Year's Day, we did do a little like family stuff.
New Year's Eve was never a family event for me.
God.
We would always... Everyone would do their
own
thing.
New Year's Eve.
And Dolan's birthday is New Year's Day. So we would always... Dolan would always have a birthday party.
That's very needy.
Well, it was kind of nice because...
Was he the first baby born that year?
The very first.
When's his, what time was Dolan born?
12:01 a.m.
I don't believe
12
that.
12 a.m.
I don't believe
on the dot.
12.
His mom held it. Second. She squeezed real hard and then she
pushed him back in.
Yeah, she's.
So does it count when your head pops out or like when the hole in the last toe sneaks out?
Well, who's to say which.
I guess we need to phone a doctor.
Yeah. Well, get someone on the line. My brother just became a doctor. Should we call him and ask?
And say, what's the time of birth?
Yeah, let's call him.
Is he a gynecologist?
No. But
then how's he going to know?
He's a doctor of physical therapy, but he's a doctor.
And you think he's going to know?
We're calling him.
And you think he's going to know what constitutes the time the baby's born?
He's our new doctor correspondent.
You could also ask somebody who's given birth to a baby.
Maybe he has.
Maybe I'm.
You don't know what happens in physical therapy.
Maybe I'm also thinking that the baby's like halfway out for like a good 5 minutes. Maybe
I don't really know how long it's
within the.
We'll ask Travis. This is Travis, the ravenous Travenous, as some call him.
Hello?
Travis.
What?
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
We're just recording a podcast. We needed to call a doctor because we have a medical question.
Oh, God.
Say hi to Corey.
Hello, Corey.
Hi, Travis.
What's your Q? I got your A right here for you.
Ooh! she's sassy. Okay, so here's the question. When you're giving birth to a child...
Oh, my specialty, yep.
Now, just to clarify, what actually is your specialty?
Physical therapy.
So it is physical when you're giving birth, and it's therapeutic, I would say.
Yeah, very therapeutic.
Calm down. Calm down with the personality here.
Okay.
So when you're giving birth, is the time of birth... How'd you word it, Corey? The second you're
crowning.
You're crowning.
Or when the last toe slips out.
Or when the last toe slips out.
So you're saying when you were born at this time?
Yeah.
I would say when your last toe comes out.
But that damn umbilical cord, or is it when you cut that umbilical cord?
Wait, I didn't hear that. What did you say?
You know the umbilical cord? Are you familiar with that cord?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite cords.
Yeah, same.
Those are corduroys.
Have you... Do you wear corduroys?
Oh God. I just got an image of what the... Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Are you thinking about a baby in corduroys while their umbilical cord is getting cut?
You think of pants
made
of umbilical cord.
Oh, my God.
That's what I thought of, too.
Call up Baby Gap. You've got a line. Okay, so what was your answer? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
That's your question. You said talking about umbilical cords.
Yeah, so what the fuck is the answer, doctor?
I have the question. What is the question?
When is the baby born?
What does that have to do with the umbilical cord?
The last...
So when that snip, snip goes drip, drip, clip,
yeah, I don't think
clip?
I don't think they really pay attention to the timing of the snip, snip.
Got it.
Okay.
Good to know.
Well, you
just my... professional opinion.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, now that you're a doctor, you could be on commercials and be like, as a doctor, I believe...
I'm already selling, like, my own brand of, like, minerals. And, like,
like dirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm already selling it, like...
Well, I'm gonna wish you the best in life.
Hey, thank you.
P.S., I'll see you in a couple weeks at Christmas. Are you ready to hit up the bars?
We'll head up the bar. You're not coming to give my speech?
Oh, my brother's graduating. He's like, can you give the speech at my graduation? Well, tell them to email me. I've got things to say.
Yeah, I know you. About physical therapy, giving birth to umbilical cords. I know.
Yeah, that's going to be the speech. No, I'm going to get up on stage and push play on an episode of Psychobabble.
This episode, maybe.
This episode.
Like, it's just going to be you up there talking about binge and paperback.
Drag me!
I guess I love Travis.
That's what you're getting for Christmas, okay?
I'm sure that's what Olive and Delilah are, too.
Our nieces that are two. Yep, okay, great. Okay, gotta go.
All right, see you.
Love you later.
Thanks for the advice.
Love you later.
Wow. Cute. I guess I love Travis.
Yeah, he's funny.
Who knew he was so funny? And who knew? I also pictured pants.
Come over sometime. Travis and I just get fucked up at my mom's house.
I pictured umbilical cord pants, too. The new cords.
Ugh, that's now, when I thought
about... It's like
about,
a Freaky Friday.
I hated that. When I think about cutting the cord, I'm thinking like scissors on a wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Sliding, gliding.
It's probably a little more crunch involved in the scissors.
Is it crunchy, that cut?
You're not calling
it. Is there a bone in the cord? Or
I think
a
the
tendon?
Umbilical cord is all bone.
Is it? No, it's not bone. Is it tendon?
I'm kidding. It's not. Of course it's not bone.
Oh.
You'll have to ask Travis when you're home for Christmas and then let us know.
Is it gamey? Like when you chew
How
it?
Many times have you chewed through an umbilical cord?
Well,
just the ones.
Which race? I think we should answer another question, Corey.
Yeah, I have one. This is from S. They say, I come from a large Mexican family and we usually celebrate the holidays all together.
What was that? Usually?
We usually celebrate at our house all together.
Okay.
It's always at our house, but this year only a few people are coming because my aunt is hiding her pregnancy and my dad's traveling back to Mexico. How do I make this Christmas an unforgettable one, even though we only have a few people coming?
Wait, okay.
So it's usually a big...
It's usually big. This year it's kind of weird because your dad's going to be gone. Your aunt's
hiding
in hiding. Because of her baby.
Yes.
And the umbilical cord. I get it.
Right.
It's gamey.
See, that's why I picked this question. It goes right back into babies and
right,
umbilical
gamey.
Cords.
So there's going to be low attendance at your Christmas, but you still want it to be hot.
Unforgettable.
I would say if you Google the Lady Gaga Christmas special.
Which I'm one? Both. The one with RuPaul?
Not the one with RuPaul. In
the one before that.
The one before.
From like 2011 or 12.
Yeah, she visits her preschool. She sings a jazz standard. You'll find that
she does
really
a box square.
She does a jazz square. You'll find that a box square. That's just two boxes, box and then square.
Well, actually,
she does
a box is more like a cube, and a square is not 3D. So fuck off.
You're fun. If you want fun, tell Corey to come over.
You want an unforgettable Christmas? Invite me over, and
so
I'll
tell
this
story.
So that's
one option. Just
again.
Watch that special, and that'll liven up.
Do you guys do any like fun holiday games? A white elephant,
like spoons?
No, like a white elephant. Do you know what that is?
No. Which one is that?
That's the one where like you,
where there's one bad gift, or
no?
Or there's all stupid gifts?
They're all like cheap gifts usually. Yeah. And, like, you draw and you can steal, and a present can only be stolen 3 times.
So maybe that could be fun.
I'm like, if a
maybe
present...
Maybe one of the presents is just an envelope that says your aunt is pregnant, and that's
oh my
a
God.
Surprise
it's
gift.
The ultrasound.
Yeah. Oh!
And you drag
the umbilical
her.
Cord. It's tied up with a bow that is the umbilical cord. Gamey.
Yeah. Do you do that?
Yeah. Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we do. The big game in my household now is you put on oven mitts.
Oh, and unwrap the present.
And you... You unwrap a present. So what happens is there's a present. Oh, no, no, no. It's a so there's like a grand prize in the middle and then saran wrap. Mm-hmm. And then every few layers there's a like a, maybe a $5 bill or a saran
wrap. Oh, you
wrap,
do the saran wrap
a dollar, a saran wrap. Yeah, a ball. And then everyone – there's a or there's dice and you sit in a circle and somebody frantically tries to open the saran wrap with their – oven mitts on. It's very, very hard.
No.
And the next person in line is trying to roll
six or whatever the number is.
Pair. What is it called?
A pair?
A pair. Of
mm-hmm.
The same numbers.
Yeah, I hear you.
And when they do, they get a turn.
Yeah.
Fun.
We do that, but it's like the present and a 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 present with like tape the house down.
Yeah. Well, it's the same
thing. And it's oven mitts galore.
So that could be fun.
But people
for your
cheat, and like I wish our family
My
would do like a
family cheats. It's annoying.
Do you let
it's
the
like,
kids
the fuck
do you
out.
Let the kids in yours too?
No kids.
See, that's what I think. Like they let the like 10-year-olds in and the 10-year-olds cheat and then they're all like, "Let them cheat. It's kids." And I'm like,
this is why
I'm like,
America is America.
I'm like, I could use $50. Why does this kid need $50? I'm going to fuck somebody up in this present game.
Well, here's so that is an option.
You know what
you were going to say, because don't you love this?
What?
That elf hidden around?
Well, that's not just...
What is it called?
Elf on a shelf.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
elf
all... That's around. Building up to the whole big day. That's not just a... It's not just a Christmas Day activity.
Oh.
We've been throwing marshmallows through a wreath for a game, and the winners get lotto tickets. It's like,
I don't mean to shame you, but
it's hard.
Do y'all have cable or internet? Or
yeah, trust me.
I guess that. Might
what
be
do
fun.
They play on Christmas other than the fucking Christmas Story for 8 years in a row?
You know, Elf, which you hate.
I hate Elf.
Unless
you're going to give me 24 hours of the Family Stone, don't talk to me.
Mm.
I wonder if I could set a Guinness Book World Record by watching the Family Stone like 12 times in one day. How many times do you think you could watch it back to back without falling asleep?
I cannot
believe
you're such an SJP fan.
I don't really like her, but I like that movie. It's because you're supposed to hate her in the movie. And then she gets a redemption at the end.
Okay, spoiler.
Well, watch it. It's been out for 10
watch
years.
It 12 times.
It's been out for 10 years.
That's great advice, Corey.
We also do this game where my grandma makes us all bring a present, and it's called The Right Family. And every time she says the word right.
Oh, I hate that.
You press
we
the...
just did that last year, and it was like everyone was giggling. And I was like, stop laughing. This
and there was
fun.
Like, only one present was left. And then you go left.
But everyone was supposed to bring a very stupid gift.
We did that.
I brought RuPaul's fragrance.
Oh, we did that.
My nephew got.
And my grandpa bought like a 12-pack of beer, and it was the best.
That's
everyone was like
gift.
Fighting over it.
Do you do that one thing where you hide a beer, and if they find it, they have to drink it?
Icing someone.
Yeah.
No, I once.
I'd like a family that drinks. My family doesn't drink.
Rebounded. Maybe I'll pitch that on our family Facebook group. Can we ice each other for Christmas this year?
Yeah. Do you make a snow, like a snowman with your family or no?
No, actually, like, I'm really hoping it doesn't snow when I'm home.
I hope it doesn't. Do you put the tree up together or?
We were supposed to do it the day after Thanksgiving and we forgot. So my mom did it with my oldest brother, my youngest brother, but not without me because I'm here in LA.
My mom put up 3 trees I saw on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess...
to answer your question,
make it your own. Google some games. But I agree. Make it memorable. Or just gossip about your aunt being pregnant. Ooh, come up with baby names for her.
Mm.
Why not? Good luck with your life. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
This one comes from R. They say, Tyler and Corey, my name's spelled wrong. How do you feel about holiday-themed peeps?
No.
Because peeps are supposed to be an Easter candy, but now we get snowman, candy canes, reindeer, Santa, etc.
They saw an opportunity. They went for it. I see right through
like,
it.
Like, who wants
fuck
a
you.
Candy cane peppermint peep for Easter? Your
Actually,
opinions
that sounds,
are needed.
That sounds pretty good. Would you? Do you want that?
I'd never want a peep.
We
talked about this over Thanksgiving with my family.
Do you do... Well, first of all, do you do stockings?
Of course.
Do you do chocolates and candies in your stocking?
Yeah,
or
candies. Well, my mom knows, Santa Claus knows that I like sour jelly bellies.
Yum.
They're delicious.
Okay.
Only time of year I get them.
So I guess it kind of makes sense to have a festive peep.
My little brother likes
peeps. I would be annoyed, yeah. Truly.
So you think they capitalized on Christmas and peeps should step their
pussy up?
Pussy down. They should go back to Easter.
Yeah.
And they should wait for him, Jesus, to rise
if
they want to be a fucking peep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like, fuck off.
And that's how Tyler sees it.
Fuck off entirely. Mom, if you're listening, I do not want holiday-themed peeps.
Well.
That's it.
Got it. Can't believe you spelled my name wrong and we answered your question. I think that's it.
Well, I feel like we have prepared the children.
And the adults.
And the tweens.
For the holidays.
And for any umbilical cord cutting.
That may need to be bitten in half. Thank you, Travis, for letting us harass you.
I am happy we have a doctor on
and
call.
The family, yeah.
That doesn't count minutes. You know how doctors are like.
Well, trust me, you're getting the bill just in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
He just texted me and asked for your address.
Say new number. Who dis?
All right. Well, this holiday season, you should follow me on Twitter,
Corey,
and Instagram.
Will you come over and drink with my family?
Yeah, I guess I might. Maybe I'll come. Maybe I'll change my flight and come home a little earlier than I was going to.
Oh, I thought you were saying back to LA, so you didn't have to.
No.
Yeah, come over. My family's always like, "What's Corey up to?" Can't tell him to come over.
Well, it's because I'm Aiden's hero.
Oh my god! No, you're not coming over when the children are around. They'll get too excited. Anyway, gotta go. Love you guys. Happy holidays. And
see you soon.
Tweet us a festive picture of your holiday tradition or tell us about what you do for the holidays if you have like a fun game or something like that with the hashtag PsychoBabbleHolidays. Yeah, PsychoBabbleHolidays.
I love that. Sounds great.
I want to know if you have like a fun game or if you do like make a fun cookie or if you have a holiday peep or anything like that. Or if you kiss your cousin under the mistletoe. Okay, bye!
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.